And this time on Culture File, will you let the Reverend Vince into your life? Reverend Vince and his band, The Love Choir, have a great fidelity to place and one of New York's longest-running residencies, at which the Rev puts on a weekly concert service, singing songs about God and love and food and passing his big, big hat after every set. But Reverend Vince left the city over the summer for a visit to Ireland to officiate at a tiny basement bar in Dublin, where Culture File's Louis Scully went to hear the Reverend testify.
My name's the Reverend Vince Anderson. I'm from Brooklyn, New York, born in California. I'm a musician. I play a kind of music I call dirty gospel. I first developed an interest in music. I think my mom tells me I was 3. I started sitting at the piano and just pounding on it. And I would pound and just... Not too much different than what I do now. So I actually learned how to play piano before I knew how to read. My early memories of performing were actually in the church. I was raised Lutheran, so I started playing in church at a very, very young age. I took my first job as a music director when I was 11. I am an ordained reverend, so that's part of my professional life. And to me, there's no separation, really. Like, it's all ministry in some shape or form of, like, making sure that people are taken care of and feel loved, whether I'm doing that in a more pastoral sense, or if I'm doing it from the stage. The goal is the same. It's to make people feel a little less loved.
Now Moses had a problem. People were enslaved. Worked all day under the hot desert sun. Never once got paid.
So I call my music Dirty Gospel. And the reason for that is kind of twofold. One is there's the theological side. I mean, the word gospel means truth. So it's dirty truth. All music is gospel music because it's anything that comes from the heart is true. The theology behind it is that we take this gospel, this kind of the divine, the heavens, the, you know, and bring it back down to earth, back down to the dirt, back down to the mud, you know, earthy gospel, like all of our big ideas, all of our big thoughts, the divine, whatever it is, and just kind of bring it back down to humanity. And so that's what I mean by dirty gospel. Musically, I'm influenced by the Delta and the Great Mississippi River that cuts through the United States from Chicago to New Orleans. So this muddy, this gigantic muddy river from Chicago blues to Memphis soul down to New Orleans jazz, like, and all points in between is where the roots of my musical leanings are. The dirty gospel, the dirty Mississippi. And that also describes the music we play. Gospel, just to say gospel, people came expecting something else and were, you know, pretty disappointed. They were coming just expecting that. So for a while I called it gospel noir. That was maybe when it was a little darker too. And over the last 25 years, my music's become lighter. Not lighter in weight, but a point to light rather than darkness, I think, for the most part. I've been doing it for 25 years, so pretty quickly into that time, I came up with this phrase, dirty gospel, and it seemed to work. I could say dirty gospel and people would nod their heads and say, I don't have any idea what that means, but I understand what it means. We've been performing in Brooklyn every Monday night for the last 23 years. And we just celebrated 10 years of one club at this place called Union Pool in Brooklyn. The meat and potatoes of our musical life are these Mondays, because it's just our living room and it's where we can really spread out, and you know, and it's like church. It's, you know, we do it every week, and so there's a liturgy, there's a, you know, do similar songs, but everything's always a little different, and this community gathers, we call it the, on Monday nights, we call it the Church of the Holy Unruly.
Our next hymn is 642. Say amen when you got it.
Amen. Amen.
It's really a place for where people can come and kind of just let go of their identity for a little bit, let go of themselves, and you know, and I'm not asking people to go to church, but that's in effect what we're doing in some semblance of that, you know.
Reverend Vince there with an introduction to Dirty Gospel. Louis Scully was the reporter.